Now, preoperative counseling. I think it's pretty important. The American Cancer Society will certify a speech-language pathologist as a preoperative counselor, so it's a good training to go through because you get to meet lots of laryngectomies who can assist you in this process. But what you want to do is to get in there, talk with the patients, and ask them for their perceptions. I'll never forget the guy that I worked with who was going in for a laryngectomy in the morning. It was like 2 in the afternoon, and I was explaining to him what was going to happen. And he had no idea he couldn't talk. He had no idea about anything. And I know he'd been told, but, you know, now it was getting more real to him. And I remember him looking me straight in the face and going, I wonder what was in that last pack of cigarettes that I smoked that made me get this. So total cluelessness about how he got the cancer. He'd been smoking since he was 12. He was 60-something, you know. Had nothing to do with that last pack of cigarettes. So you really want to help them. You have to talk about the fact that they have cancer. And, of course, all they really care about at this point in time is that they're going to survive. So the chances are great they're going to survive. Okay? Now, you can't promise them that because something could happen. Okay? But, you know, we have a great track record in a laryngectomy. You want to describe the anatomical changes, what's going to happen. So you bring in the diagrams that I'm going to show you. You want to describe some of the psychosocial aspects that I just talked about. So that's a great thing to go over. Smell, taste, all the changes in their life. And you want to see if they can read and write. Okay, and this is particularly important in a VA population, but after surgery, they might need to write. You want to know, you know, what are their means for communication.